Welcome to the Field Log Podcast, weekly reflections for the Warrior King to help you master yourself, fulfill your purpose, and conquer the day. I'm your host, Marcian Sicario. Field Log, Day 106, Emergency Protocol A. Over the years that I've been developing the methods for planning, for journaling, for general goal setting that you see in the 2023 goal setting guide, link in the show notes below, I've experimented with different ways of keeping track of the notes, different ways of selecting goals, different ways of structuring the day, and whatever, you know, struggles or issues or roadblocks come up, try different things. Sometimes something works, sometimes it doesn't. Well, over the course of that process, I've come up with a couple of what I call emergency protocols. The reality is that as we're living our day-to-day life, as we're going through the weeks, the months, the years, things come up, issues develop, sometimes you fall off, sometimes you're not doing the things you're supposed to, and sometimes life blindsides you and it's difficult to do all the things that you were supposed to do. And the best thing you can have in a situation like that is a tried and tested method to fall back on that's going to let you just follow the steps, right? If you can just show up and follow the steps that have worked in the past that you know are going to help solve a certain issue, then you don't have to problem solve when you're tired, when you're upset, when emotions are running high, whatever the situation may be. Now, emergency protocol A is one of three emergency protocols that I've come up with for different scenarios, and I want to share that with you today to give you yet another tool in your toolkit to get the job done, right? There is a reason we're all here. There's a reason you're listening to the Field Log. There's a reason I'm recording this Field Log. And that reason is to help you and myself, of course, achieve your God-given purpose. Now, we've talked about plenty of techniques that are designed to help you when you're motivated, that are designed to help you during your day-to-day when everything is going the way it's supposed to, but the reality is that's just not always the case, right? Things come up, maybe family issues, maybe work issues, maybe you're not feeling well, and that's where emergency protocol A comes in. Now, obviously, the first thing I need to do is explain what it is, and maybe I'll give some history, some background, some examples, and then we'll talk about implementation just so that you can have something to fall back on, right? If the time ever comes. God willing, it won't, but I mean, if we're being realistic, it probably will come a time where you'll have to scroll back to this episode, right? So I want you to remember this as we talk about it today, and if push comes to shove, come back, listen to this again. Now, first things first, what is Emergency Protocol A? Emergency Protocol A is the method that you use when everything collapses, right? Let's say, hypothetically, you've been listening to the Field Log since the very beginning, right? Since the beginning of the year, we started in January. You've been listening every day that Field Logs come out, right? Which unfortunately used to be 6 days a week consistently, and recently I've fallen off a little bit, but we're working on that. So you listen whenever they come out, you do the exercises, right? When I say pause this episode, pull out your notes app, you're actually pulling out your notes app. You're doing all of that stuff. Maybe you've downloaded the 2023 goal setting guide and you've set some goals for this year. Right, some 10-year goals, some quarterly goals. You downloaded the Warrior King training protocol. You started implementing that. You're seeing progress in the weight room. Good for you. Maybe you're even reading all of the book recommendations. At that point, you're going a step above. That's fantastic. It's going to all help you get to the level where you're the most effective man you can be. And nothing will ever be truly as satisfying as living out your God-given purpose, right? If you're in communion with God and you're doing the things you're supposed to do, you will feel truly content. So let's say you're doing all of that, right? You wake up in the morning, you take your cold shower, you make your coffee, you do your morning prayers, you do your journaling, and you go to work, or you start working, maybe you work from home. You're eating clean, maybe you're currently keto, right? That's something we've talked about. Then when work is out, when you're done with that, you go and train, and after that, you come home, you shower, maybe you eat dinner, you start working on whatever it is that your craft is. Maybe you have a side business, maybe you have a side project, and then towards the end of the day, you develop your mind, and then you know the day is over. Maybe on the weekends, you're spending time fostering your relationships. Maybe you're dating somebody, maybe you're married. You're doing all of the things, you're living regular life, and then something happens. Maybe, God forbid, there is a death in your family, right? Maybe it's a breakup, right? The girl you're with isn't the one for you. You realize that, you break up with her. Or maybe you love her and she breaks up with you. Whatever it is, something disrupts your flow. Something gets in the way. Something, as you wake up the next day and you don't take your cold shower, you don't have it in you, right? It seems like life is unfair. It seems like God is testing you too much. Or maybe, God forbid, your faith is wavering. You're not even sure anymore if this stuff matters. Something happens. Something messes you up. So you stop. You stop training. You stop eating the way you're supposed to. Maybe you stop eating at all. Maybe you barely phone it in at work and you stop working on your side business. Maybe you stop doing your prayers, right? This is, of course, worst case scenario, but something happens. Now, of course, emergency protocol A, being the first of the emergency protocols, is the one for this kind of scenario. It's the one for when everything goes amiss, when for some reason or another, and it doesn't have to be some sort of disruptive event. Maybe you're off your game. Maybe you lose motivation, you lose focus, you lose discipline, whatever it is. The structures, the habits that you've built collapse around you. What should you do? This is the time where emergency protocol A becomes important. The first thing you need to do is recognize that this happens to everybody. I don't care how disciplined you are, I don't care how consistent you are, we all fall off to some degree or another, right? And over the years, your goal should be to minimize the times during which you fall off and to make the time between mess ups, right, fall offs, as long as possible. So let's say maybe in the beginning, on average, every 3 months or so, some of your habits collapse. Well, over time, that 3 months should become 4 months, should become 5 months, should become 6 months. You really want to get to a point where you're very consistent for very long periods of time. So that's the first thing you have to do, is realize that this happens to everybody. It happens to me. It happens to, I don't care how strong of a man you are, these kinds of things happen. Once you've realized that, the next thing you need to do is try to divorce your emotions from the situation, right? As men, we're often called to be rational. Our emotions inform us, but they don't control us. So you might be feeling a certain way, right? The girl left you, or your grandpa died, or something, and you don't feel like doing the work. You have to realize that it's those moments when you least feel like doing the work where doing the work becomes so important. When you don't feel like praying is when you have to pray. When you don't feel like training is when you have to train. Right? It's when you don't feel like it. Your emotions are weighing heavy on your heart, whatever it is, you still have to show up. Right? You have to realize that. You realize that this was bound to happen, and you realize that your emotions cannot control what you do. Once you've done that, once you've framed the event in your mind to understand that this is just an obstacle that's going to turn you into the man you need to be, right? We've talked about that many times. The obstacle to the way becomes the way. Once you realize that, once you've accepted that, you need to do whatever it takes to get back to the level of performance that you're supposed to be at, right? Maybe you fall off for some event or another. You have to realize that whatever it takes to get back to the level of performance you were at previously is the end goal. And emergency protocol A is specifically designed to help you get back, not necessarily as fast as possible, but as systematically as possible, so that once the emergency protocol is done, you can rest assured that your habits are re-ingrained, right? You might fall off for only a week. No, it's not too bad. Might fall off for 2, 3, 4, 5. God knows how long. It could be a month. It could be 2 months. But the very first thing you have to do, and I've alluded to this in some field log in the last, I want to say, week or two. I don't remember which one, but I've mentioned it briefly. The very first thing you need to do after you've, you know, realized that this happens to everybody and realized that your emotions are not part of the equation, the first action step you take is return to the 7 commitments and look at what it was every day that you were doing for commitment number 1, right? That's the first thing you have to rebuild. Which, of course, commitment number 1 being God, the first thing you have to rebuild is your prayer habit, your church habit, and I like to, just for practical reasons, lump in meta activities into spirit, right? They don't technically belong together, but that includes things like morning routine and nighttime routine. So the very first thing you're going to do is you're not going to try to force yourself to go back into the gym. You're not going to try to force yourself to pick up the book that you've been reading for the last 2 months. You're not going to try to force yourself to keep working on your side business. You're not going to try to force yourself to keep working on whatever money activities you had. Nothing else. The very first thing you're going to do is, today I'm doing my morning routine and my bedtime routine. That's the very first thing you're going to do. For this entire week, for these next 7 days, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to do the absolute minimum morning routine I can do. I'm going to do my morning prayers. I'm going to take my shower. It doesn't have to be cold. I'm going to brush my teeth. I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to get dressed. Maybe if you're someone who eats breakfast or drinks coffee, do that too. That should take you about 25 minutes. And then before bed, you're going to do your evening prayers. You're going to do your bedtime routine maybe, if you want or not. That can be considered part of body. And you're going to brush your teeth, wash your face, go to bed. And for the next 7 days, your only goal is to ingrain morning routine and evening routine, which of course includes morning prayers and evening prayers. That's why we can do that as part of step one, commitment one. So the last thing you want to do is try to go from 0 to 100 immediately, to try to jump back into all of the things you used to do, because your habits have collapsed. And if you're not sure that the habit's actually ingrained, trying to do 10 things at once is going to lead you to miss half of them half the time. That doesn't help anybody. You have to focus on ingraining the habit first. Pick the shortest morning routine you can, just the essentials. Pick the shortest evening routine you can, just the essentials. Just the essentials. And do that for at least a week, if not two. Right? In my personal experience, it takes at least 2 weeks for the habit to become relatively well ingrained. Right? And of course, you read statistics. Some people say it takes 21 days for a habit to get ingrained. What I'm trying to say is that I've tried to do this with 1 week intervals and it doesn't work. So at least for 2 weeks, for 14 days, you're going to try to hit your morning and evening routine every single day. Nothing else on the docket, right? You're just going to eat whatever you want to eat. If you want to eat pizza every day, you're going to eat pizza every day. If you want to, you know, take a couple of days off work, use PTO, whatever it takes, everything else is fair game. You're just going to do morning routine, morning prayers, evening routine, evening prayers. Right? Let's say you went through a breakup, right? That's one of the examples we gave. Your girl breaks up with you, you feel terrible, you offer your game for 2 weeks, and then you say, I gotta get it together, man. This happens to everybody, right? My goal is just to divorce my emotions and show up and do the job no matter what. This morning, I'm gonna do my morning routine. Tonight, I'm gonna do my evening routine. That's less than an hour of deliberate work that day. Everything else, you do whatever you want, right? You still obviously have to go to work so you don't lose your job or whatever it is. That's your first step. After you've done that for 2 weeks, each one of those weeks, you have to get it at least 6 out of 7 times, right? That's a habit is ingrained at 85% adherence. Preferably, you get 7 out of 7. But if you miss one here and one there, that's fine. Once you've ingrained commitment number one, you're going to go back to commitment number two. What are your absolutely vital money tasks that you haven't already been doing, right? Like work, for example. Or maybe you've been slacking off at work. Now you're going to start taking work seriously again. Or maybe you have a side business. Maybe you're studying coding. Maybe you're getting a certification of some sort, you know, whatever, DevOps or finance or whatever. Now for the next 2 weeks, your goals are very simple. You're going to wake up. You're going to do your morning routine. You're going to go to your job. You're going to do a good job. You're going to do whatever work it is that you do well. And then you're going to do whatever stewardship stuff you used to do. And then you're going to do evening routine and go to bed. You're not going to go to the gym. You're not going to watch your diet. You're not going to practice the guitar. You're not going to read whatever book you were reading, right? How to learn Spanish in 90 days or whatever it is. Don't worry about any of that. Weeks 3 and 4 are commitment number 2. And then, of course, week 5, you move on to commitment number 3. You've now, for the last month, for the last 4 weeks, done your morning and your evening routine at least 6 days of the week. You've done your stewardship activities, whatever they are for you, at least 6 days of the week, right? Cleaning your apartment, cleaning your house, cleaning your car, whatever it is. Ironing your clothes, washing the dishes, working on your side business, working on your coding work, whatever it is. You've done that for a month now, right? Your morning and evening routine are rock solid at this point. They're very solid. Now you're going to reintroduce the gym 3 days a week, and you're going to eat your protein 4 times a day, right? Read the Warrior King training protocol, link in the show notes, what I'm referring to here. So now your life consists of morning routine, evening routine, right? And of course, church on Sundays. It consists of stewardship activities, cleaning, money-related stuff, and it consists of training your body and feeding your body. And of course, this entire time, you have to be getting enough sleep. So now you're back up to 80-90%, right? The first three commitments really are the vast majority of what it is that makes a man effective. If you don't work on whatever craft you have, you don't develop your mind, and you're not, you know, actively going out of your way to nurture your relationships, you know, that could be lumped into stewardship as well, depending on how you see it. But if you work on your wealth and the cleanliness of your living space, if you work on your spiritual things and you work on your body, you really are most of what you're supposed to be as a man, right? This is just Pareto's law in action again. The top three commitments are really the biggest movers. Once you've done that, now you're 6 weeks in, you're training again, you're praying, you're cleaning your house, you're working towards building your wealth. In reality, you've really conquered most of it. At this point, you can reintroduce craft stuff, right? Maybe you have a YouTube channel, you start recording videos again. Maybe you have music that you work on, you know, you release music, do that again. Maybe you've been practicing at the guitar for the last 6 weeks, you haven't touched that thing. Now you're back to doing your guitar drills, right? Minimum 20 minutes every day. Whatever it is your craft is, maybe you're trying to write a book, you let it sit for 6 weeks, now you've picked it back up. And of course, all of the habits that you have, the morning routine, the evening routine, your stewardship work block, your cleaning block, your training, you can use those anchored habits to chain whatever else you're introducing now. Now you're on craft, right? Maybe after the gym every day, you come home, you shower, you eat, and after that's done, you dive right into making music. You dive right into writing. Or maybe writing is what happens right after your morning routine, whatever it is. Use those established habits, use those established routines to add the next building block. Do that for another 2 weeks. Now it's been 2 months. It's been 2 months that you've been running Emergency Protocol A. 2 months. You have virtually clawed your way out of that black pit at this point. And it happened gradually, right? The only thing you started with for 2 weeks, all you did was, I'm going to pray and brush my teeth today. That's all I'm going to do, right? And shower and two or three other things. 25 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night, 20 minutes at night, whatever it is. That's all it started with. But you build gradually and you waited 2 weeks before adding the next thing. And maybe your motivation starts coming back and you want to dive in after 1 week. Pace yourself, right? If you're listening to this, if you're listening back to this, something happened, your habits collapsed, and you're listening when you need Emergency Protocol A, pace yourself, right? There's no rush. I'd rather take twice as long and you be guaranteed to be back at 100%, then you cut it in half and risk the whole thing collapsing and you having to start over. So now you're 8 weeks in, right? You've done all of your craft stuff. Now for weeks 9 and 10, you reintroduce mind stuff. At this point, you're just filling cracks, right? Maybe for mind, you're studying a language. You pick that back up. You know, you're listening to a French podcast. You pick that back up. Or you watch a French movie every night before bed. Or you go to a weekly French meetup, whatever it is. Or maybe you're studying math because you enjoy it. I don't know. You do that for the next 2 weeks. And then weeks 11 and 12, now you're reaching out to your friend group again. You're organizing weekly, I don't know, bowling. Or you're, you know, going out to, I don't know, the library and approaching women. I don't know what it is. Whatever falls under relationships for you, maybe you're reading The Like Switch, right, on building rapport. Maybe you're reading The Charisma Myth. Whatever those activities are, you pick those back up. And then, of course, for the last 2 weeks, it's just leisure stuff, which I'm assuming you've been doing this whole time anyway to fill all of that space because the day is still 24 hours. But that is Emergency Protocol A. And it's having protocols like this for when things go wrong that makes the difference. Because every single one of us stumbles. We do it all the time. And the reason why most of us stumble so frequently and why those stumbles last so long, right? I have a really close friend who will get motivated for a few weeks, will fall off, and I won't hear from him for months. Months. The reason these things happen is because when it happens, we just recognize it as, oh, I've fallen off again and I feel so bad and I get in my own head. Stop it. Stop it. You are a man who's committed himself to the warrior king ethos. You are a man who's committed himself to living his God-given purpose. Stop getting in your head. Stop beating yourself up. This happens to everybody. It's like getting mad at yourself for benching to failure and then failing a rep. Happens to everybody. Pick yourself back up. Start small. You need techniques like this. And I'm sure that at some point in the future, I'll discuss emergency protocols B and C, which are just modifications of A, or, well, B is a modification of A and then C is something completely different. I don't know if they warrant their own episodes, but maybe we'll talk about it. The point is that having techniques for when things go south is very important in preventing, or rather minimizing, the damage that comes from life happens, right? We know that life happens. We have an episode called Hard Days. In that episode, I warned you, I said step one was accepting that they will happen. Hard days will happen, right? Emergency Protocol A isn't meant for hard days. It's meant for hard weeks, hard months, hard seasons, hard years. They will happen to you. And you have to see them coming. You have to be prepared. So there's only one thing I need you to do today. I need you to make a note mentally, or maybe on a piece of paper, or maybe in your phone, whatever it is, make a note that this episode exists. Remember that the Emergency Protocol A episode exists, because something is going to happen, I promise you. Call me psychic. I have the charisms. I have prophecy. Something is going to go wrong. This year. Next year, the year after that, 2026, 2027, I don't know when, something will go wrong in your life. I promise. And when that happens, you are going to be prepared. You're going to feel bad for a little while. Might be a few days, might be a few weeks, might be a month or two. But as soon as you can, you're going to snap yourself out of it. As soon as you remember that this episode exists, you're going to snap yourself out of it and you're going to say, okay, it is time to rebuild. And we're starting with the morning routine and the evening routine. We're starting with prayer and brushing our teeth and taking a shower. That's all we're starting with. The bare minimum. And slowly but surely over the next 14 weeks, 12, 14 weeks, I'm going to rebuild every single habit that's taken me months and years to build up. I can regain them in just 14 weeks. And if you do that, you're going to become more resilient than you have been before. So I need you to remember the next time something goes wrong to use Emergency Protocol A. That's it for this week's Field Log. If you like what you heard today, you can follow this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. You can also rate the show. That always helps out a lot. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at marcian.cx for Field Log snippets, art, philosophy, and training-related content. You can also visit the website at marcian.cx for much more of the same. I'm still working on consolidating the Warrior King content into the marcian.cx project. So check back at the website soon for the new and improved Warrior King training protocol, which is going to include supersets and my updated supplement recommendations. There's also a 2024 goal setting guide on the way, and of course the Warrior King newsletter. If any of that sounds appealing to you, the links to everything are in the show notes below. It's all free, and as always, conquer the day.